Victoria.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've got actually another piece of medicinal chemistry that's sort of mimicking something that happens in the body. Scientists at the University of Southampton have developed a polymer that could be used to replace bone grafts. Now, it's a spongy, porous polymer that contains, it's seeded with bone marrow cells and also contains growth factors that help the healing process. And the tricky thing about making it is that in order to make your porous sponge-like polymer, you basically need to make your polymer fizz up and bubble. And to do this, you need high...
Make it like coral, like the actual bone itself.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So that it'll leak all of the good stuff that'll help your bones heal. And in order to do this, you need quite high reaction temperatures and quite toxic solvents, or at least you have up until now. But these scientists have used a clever bit of chemistry using supercritical carbon dioxide, which basically means carbon dioxide sort of between its gas and liquid phase. Now, if it's mixed with the polymer is already seeded with cells and with its growth factors, with these very delicate proteins that you
which
don't want.
Which is why you don't want these nasty solvents,
exactly.
Because it would kill the cells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you don't want to damage any of these chemicals or damage the cells. So you mix your polymer with your cells and your chemicals, and then you subject it to treatment with this carbon dioxide under pressure. It's a liquid and mixes with the polymer. And then as you release the pressure, it bubbles up and forms this porous, spongy-like
material. Sort of froths up like taking the tin off a can of fizzy drink, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
But it makes the bone graft spongy.
Yes. Yeah, so they've now got a porous, a usable material, and they've actually tested it in mice and shown that it can help heal.
So the idea of how this would be used is that you would have the bone graft, you'd have an injured bit of bone, you put in this prosthesis, this lump of material, which is enriched with factors that make bone grow.
Yeah.
This would act as a scaffold to help the normal bone grow back across the damaged area. Being eroded, would it be eaten away in the process?
Yeah, it's made of a biodegradable, fully biodegradable and biocompatible, so it doesn't harm your body at all, polymer. So, yes, and it could actually replace bone grafts, they're thinking. And bone grafting is quite a nasty and invasive process, so it's quite exciting.
So in their laboratory, when they want to get people moving, they say break a leg.